Film critic Harlan Jacobson is back this week to review one of the most talked about films coming to Netflix.
Hillbilly Elegy arrives on Netflix later this month from director Ron Howard and writer Vanessa Taylor, who wrote the 2018 Oscar-winning The Shape of Water, a fairy tale ode to love and difference, or Girls and Fishes, take your pick. J.D. Vance's Hillbilly Elegy memoir arrived in 2016 as part of a flotilla of nonfiction books, including, or started by actually, Thomas Frank's What's the Matter with Kansas in 2004, and progressing through Arlie Hochschild's Strangers in Their Own Land in 2016, set in Bayou, Louisiana. Howard's Hillbilly Elegy puts an anecdotal and human face on what amounts to the elite's national puzzlement over the Tea Party white revolt begun by Reagan's distrust of government so many years ago. Vance traces his life from Jackson County, Kentucky, where his family fails in 1997, across the Ohio River at Cincinnati, and up to Middletown, Ohio. Howard and Taylor construct a timeline for Gabriel Basso as Vance that hops back and forth in his odyssey between his law firm prospects and an Indian girlfriend at Yale Law School to his failing country folk family back in Middletown. The film's portrait of transplanted holler people, the men with no resources or tools to survive and prosper, Vance's mother, played by Amy Adams, in a heroin spiral, is its most compelling footage. Howard has focused on the drama of a child facing the question of abandoning the generation that raised him to fail like them.
Oh, I thought your mama was going to be all right. Be happy. I know I could have done better. But you got to decide. You want to be somebody or not?
I've been doing real good. I just had a down month.
I got an interview tomorrow, Mom. Otherwise, I...
Oh, you know me. I always land on my feet.
Daddy, don't look at that. Come on. Don't you look at it. You look at me. You look at me.
You let her get away with this every time.
I told you that I would do better.
You always say that. You're lying.
I always try.
You got to think about these kids.
What do you think I've been thinking about since I was 18 years old, huh? Never had a life where I wasn't thinking about the kids.
As the young Vance, Owen Astolos, pulls on you like a bear cub, while as law student Vance, Basso is quite winning, and Glenn Close, as Mama, a grandma taskmaster who only knows when push comes to shove, is making another run at the Oscars next April.
You've always got a reason. It's always someone else's fault. Some point, you're going to have to take responsibility, or someone else is going to have to step in.
Who? Huh? Who? You?
This Hillbilly Elegy simply roots for a white trash kid to abandon his people and cross over into Multiculturalville. I don't really want to hate on Hillbilly Elegy. It shows courage to remind the Ivy League kids protesting the cultural appropriation of taco night at the student cafeteria that Ohio lives matter too. And I'm Harlan Jacobson.